Welcome to the African Passport on Channel Africa, the African perspective. You can find us on DSTV Audio Bouquet, Channel 802, and also on the internet live streaming on www.channelafrica.co.za. Let us connect on Facebook at Channel Africa and on Twitter at Channel Africa 1 or at the African Pass. You can also find episodes of the show on www.theafricanpassportshow.com. I'm Godfrey, Mr. G. Madanere. You can also download the Channel Africa app on Google Play Store for Android phones and via Apple Store for iOS phones. The African Passport Show is a program that seeks to publicize the vision and aspirations of Agenda 2063 as outlined by the African Union. Here, we visualize the Africa we want. Godfrey, Mr. G, on Channel Africa, the African perspective. The goal of Agenda 2040, which was adopted in 2016, is to elaborate on aspects of Agenda 2063 relating to children and accelerate efforts towards the implementation of the African Children's Charter. Its main objective is to restore the dignity of African children and improve their lives on the continent. The African Committee of Experts on the Rights and Welfare of Child identifies progress made, challenges encountered, and set out priority areas. In other words, this report card provides for reflection, but we can't look back in order to look ahead without involving the children and the youth themselves. Nothing for them without them. It is therefore not a surprise that today, in June, in the spirit of Youth Month according to the South African calendar, the African Passport takes a trip to Southern Africa, Zambia to be specific. I am in conversation with a young author who chose a pen and a book over a set of toys. Oswald Mutapa Siabwanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Also joining us, representing the youth, is the National Youth Coordinator for Girls and Boys with a Difference Foundation, Zanele Samantha Munalula from Lusaka, Zambia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'll start off with Oswald Mutapa. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old, in grade 6.
So you are still in primary school?
Yes.
And we're inviting you on this show as an author. This is a very inspiring story.
Thank you. Where do you
draw your motivation and inspiration?
Well, I get my inspiration from Pastor Jelomi, because I have seen him transform lives, and that's one thing that I also want to do. And then I get my motivation from Dumizani Ngube, because I was honored last year to speak at the Africa Must Think Conference to share a stage with Busi Tembe Choir.
Oh, that's a huge achievement for you to share the same stage with such phenomenal human beings. And how was the experience for you, speaking at such a great event?
It was good.
Wonderful. Let me move on to Zanele Samantha Munalula. How old are you, Samantha? Are you in college?
I'm 22 years old, and I'm going to be going to college this July to pursue a degree in business administration.
And why did you choose business administration, Samantha?
Well, I do believe that there are certain capabilities that I have well invested in me. And so just to go and do the degree in business administration is just to put knowledge to my skills that I already have.
For those who are just joining us today, we are hosting very young people from Zambia, Oswald Mutapa, who is 10 years old, and Zanele Samantha Munalula, who is 22 years old. They are just demonstrating to us the power of the youth. I'm sure in South Africa, they know what happened with the youth in Soweto in 1976. I'm sure in Tunisia, Egypt, and Morocco, they know what happened in 2010 with the Arab Spring.
The African Passport is a stage where we showcase African talent and influencers with the capacity to help build a prosperous continent and an equal global partner. We profile sons and daughters of Africa, both living on the continent and the diaspora. Their inspiring life stories, emotional opinions, and pan-African views positively contribute towards shaping the Africa we want for our children and future generations.
Oswald,
yes.
You wrote a book, like I mentioned earlier on. Your book is titled Seize Your Moment. What is your book all about?
So my book, Seize Your Moment, is about the 9-year-old me sharing his views about urging kids, youth, and parents that there is not the word I can't. Because I believe that if we remove the word Steve from the I can't, it becomes I can. So every time I'm telling children to say you can do it, as long as you tell yourself to say I know I can.
The African Passport with Mr. G.
Oh, that's a lovely story. And for some people that are listening throughout the continent, maybe they are in Ouagadougou, maybe they are seated somewhere in Harare, Zimbabwe, maybe they are in Cairo, Egypt, and they really want to read this book. Can you maybe elaborate on some of these chapters that you have in the book?
Okay, so I've got some chapters. We've got chapter one, which is courageous character, because I have learned that it's important for people to have a courageous character in everything that they do, business, church, everything that they do, because a courageous character gives you purpose pressure. A courageous character helps to strengthen your vision. Okay, and then there's also chapter two about skills plus knowledge equals value, because God has not given us skills for us to sit on them. Those skills are meant to be worked on. And then we've got chapter three, balancing both prayer and marketplace, because you must know when to time to pray and the time to work, because too much prayer without work is just a hollow religion. The Bible says God will bless the works of your hands. So if you're going to pray all the time, God will not bless you because you're going to have to work. And then we've got chapter four, which is very relationships. It's important for people to vary relationship because your relationship determines your next tomorrow. And then you must know your NNN, because an NNN helps you to have your net worth, your networks, and also your next work. And then we also have chapter five, which is excellence, because excellence is the state of the mind. It grows fruits of what you feed it. So what you feed your mind, you get out of it. And then chapter six is depend on God, which is my favorite chapter, because I have learned that God. Because I've learned that God is the source of everything. And for me to get what I want, I need to pray to God, and then I need to go and work for it. And then we also have chapter seven, which is discover yourself. People must learn how to discover themselves, because this is where people miss it. They say they want to become successful when they do not know who they are. So for you first to start, it starts with you to discover your skill, your purpose that helps you to have vision of what you want to do. And then we also have chapter 8, which is just believe in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, no one else is going to believe in you. Because even when I was starting my book, Seize Your Moment, a lot of people were saying it's not me that wrote this book. But I had to believe in myself for other people now to believe in me. And then we also have chapter 9, it's never too early. The same way parents teach their children how to eat, walk, and stand by themselves is the same way parents can teach their children how to do business principles. Because I started predicting cement bags at the age of 6. I started attending business classes because my mom has taught me that you can bend a tree while it's too young, but you can't bend a tree while it's old. Which is why I always advise parents that we should take their children for business classes when they're still young, so that even as they're growing up, they have that mentality of them going regularly to business classes. And then we also have chapter 10, which is desire and plan it. Many of us have desires, and then you need to plan for them. Because once you have a desire, you need to begin to plan, because they go without a timeline. It's just a dream that will never come true. And then we also have chapter 11, which is see it and be it. I saw myself becoming an author. I saw myself becoming a businessman. And today I am all those things. So once you see yourself doing something, you must become it, which is why we have vision boards. And then we also have chapter 12, which is implement it and own it. Many of the times people have visions, they know their purpose, but they do not want to take action into that. Because today, which is why business are falling down, because people don't want to take action into those things. Because parents now, let me say the older ones today, should start teaching their children on how to do these business things. And then also the children must learn how to take action into those things. If a parent doesn't want to teach you how to do something, take it by yourself and take action into it, because very soon it will be yours. You will own it. And then we also have chapter 13, which is information. Be very careful where you get your source of information, for it shapes your character. So the type of information that you get is the type of character that you have today.
Oswald Mutapa Siyabwanda, you're making me so proud to be an African right now. You are an author at the age of 10. Africa should be proud. You believe in the words of Beverly Cleary, who says, if you don't see the book you want on the shelf, write it. And you decided to do it at the age of 10. Amazing. I'll come back to you, Oswald, and I'll probably ask you to read a paragraph from one of your favorite chapters.
The African Passport on Channel Africa, inspired by Agenda 2063, comes to you every Thursday from 8:05 to 9:00 a.m. Central African Time, and repeat shows every Sunday at 9:00 a.m. Join us as we design the Africa we want with me, your host, Godfrey, Mr. G. Maranire, here on Channel Africa, the African perspective.
Let me go to Zanele Samantha Mnalula. Zanele, you are a peer educator. What is the role of a peer educator?
Yes.
And what is the value of peer education?
Well, basically, my role as a peer educator is to pass on messages that are very important to the youth and to the young ones. So the importance of a peer educator is there are certain things that we need to see in our society, and there are certain things that us young people should do, and there are also certain responsibilities that we have been given. But because of the modes of communication that we have been using for a very long time, the message hasn't been reaching the right people. So my job basically as a peer educator is to make sure the youth get the right message through the right means.
The African Passport on Channel Africa, the African perspective. This is wonderful. And you are doing this at the age of 22.
Yes,
we cannot
I
forget
am.
And ignore the fact that you are a girl. What is the role of a girl child in our African society today?
So for a very long time, we have, because of culture, because of tradition, we have boxed ourselves either female or male, and we have put certain limitations on ourselves because we have chosen to define ourselves in a certain way. Answering your question, I wouldn't say there is a specific role for the girl child in the Africa today, because with changing times and with changing culture as well, and also with the needs in the world we are in today, we should come to a point where we allow girl children to fit in many roles, either in the home, career-wise, in all aspects and spheres of life. We should allow the girl child to be as diverse as possible without boxing her and saying this is your specific role in the African continent today.
Thank you so much, Zanele, for challenging the stereotypes, because Africa has been made to believe that the girl child belongs in the kitchen where she's supposed to do the dishes and laundry. And yet, we know and understand that the African girl can also add value, even in the boardroom. And thank you so much again for being a peer educator, because it shows you believe in the words of Jeff Moore. You are addressing the issue of peer pressure. Peer pressure is pressure you put on yourself to fit in. That's what Jeff Moore says. Let me quickly go back to Oswald. You promised to read a paragraph from your favorite chapter in your book. Okay. Can you please share with us?
Okay, so I'm going to read from chapter 9, It's Never Too Early. The same way all parents are training children to stand, walk, and eat by themselves, investing in their children's physical capabilities is the same way a wise parent can train up a child to master business principles. It's never too early to prepare a child's mind to be very cautious in wealth-building strategies like home economics, business basic skills, and wealth language. For the same ability that a child learns how to speak fluent Zambian language at 3 years is the same ability parents can use to train children to grasp the world language at a younger age. I started predicting building raw materials like cement bags at the age of 7 because my mom was always with me throughout all her flat building projects. It's never too early for you to become the person you want to be.
So right now, Oswald, if I listen to you carefully, this is a call. You are challenging adults. You are challenging parents to say, hey, do not take these children for granted. You need to groom them at a young age and they can add value. You are also believing in the words of Wonwana, who defines waithood as a prolonged period of suspension in which people's access to social adulthood is delayed or denied. You are saying no, children should not wait. They need to get involved now and today. And I'm sure a lot of leaders who took our youth for granted saw it for themselves. We can go and ask the former president of DRC, Joseph Kabila. The youth stood up to him. Alpha Conde in Guinea, Pierre Nkurunziza in Burundi, Kambore in Burkina Faso, and Omar al-Bashir in Sudan. For those who are just joining us, we are hosting Oswald Mutapa Siabandra, who is an author at the age of 10 from Zambia, and Zanele Samantha Munalula, who is a peer educator also from Lusaka, Zambia.
Stay in touch. Send us your comments on Facebook, Channel Africa, and also on Twitter at Channel Africa 1 or at The African Pass. The African Passport with Mr. G.
Zanele, how best can we empower our women in Africa?
So empowerment should be far much more than what we have been seeing in the past time. When we speak about empowerment, if I bring it back here to Zambia, most of the people, when they hear empowerment, they think, give me a lump sum of money and allow me to start a business. So if we're going to empower women and young girls in Africa, we should first change their mindset towards empowerment. It should go far beyond than the financial giving. It should go far beyond you being allowed to start a business. It should go far beyond you being allowed to go to school. But this empowerment should now start to be a change of mindset, a change of philosophy, a change also of culture. Because if we're going to be very honest, empowerment, if you give me a lump sum of money in the culture we are still in Africa right now, it won't go very far, because there's a certain notion that a woman shouldn't reach a certain limit and she shouldn't pass a certain limit. So if we're going to empower women in Africa, it should go far beyond finances. So I'm speaking in all aspects of life. Financially empower us. Physically empower us as well, because self-esteem also is something women struggle with because of the way they look. So in all aspects of life, empower the women, empower the young girls, even psychologically as well, empower them.
We are hosting the youth of Africa. We know how powerful the youth of Africa is. This is the Youth Month, as celebrated on the South African calendar. In Senegal, they came up with Yena Mare, which means fed up. And the youth had to be heard. In Burkina Faso, they came up with Le Balai Citoyen, which means the citizen's broom. And again, the voice of the youth had to be heard. In South Africa, we heard Fees Must Fall. And the leaders had no choice but to listen to the youth. Oswald Mutapa Siyabwanda, we have our youth that are listening to us right now on the African Passport here on Channel Africa. What is your message to these young Africans who are like you?
Yes, so my message to them is that it's never too late until you are declared dead. You can start working on yourself today. Every building starts with the foundation, and if the foundation is not well prepared, the whole building will become weak. Youth of today, let's speak up from our parents, for they are doing their best to support us. Even most of them are getting very less income in this COVID-19 times. Let's develop our nations by investing our minds for the benefit of future generations, for we are not the last kids to be born.
You are listening to the African Passport.
That's powerful. That's very powerful. And again, I need to remind Africa that you are aged 10.
Yes.
Zanele, Samantha Mnalula, what kind of Africa would you like to see?
Going forward, I would like to see an African continent where I'm not seen as a girl and also seen as a boy, and so opportunities are different for the both of us. I'm looking forward to seeing an African continent where before I'm seen as my gender, I'm given an opportunity to show my capabilities and the capacity I have. I'm looking forward to an African continent where we Africans benefit from the things that come from Africa. I'm looking forward to seeing an African continent where our leaders are accountable not only to the youth, but to themselves and to the future generation. And lastly, I'm looking forward to seeing an Africa where we Africans love Africa so much that we are willing to put in our human resource, our finances, and everything into seeing the Africa we all want to see.
The African Passport on Channel Africa, inspired by Agenda 2063, comes to you every Thursday from 8:05 to 9 o'clock a.m. Central African Time, and repeat shows every Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. Join us as we design the Africa world with me, your host, Godfrey, Mr. G. Maranire, here on Channel Africa, the African perspective. This is the power that our youth has. I'm not surprised in Uganda. A Ugandan musician turned politician, Robert Kagulanyi Sentamu, known as Bobby Wine, is now contesting for presidents because our youth is powerful. At the top of the show, I said, Zanele, you are the National Youth Coordinator for Girls and Boys with a Difference Foundation. What is your responsibility?
I joined the foundation in 2017 at its very birth and inception. And I first joined as just one of the people who were looking for mentorship and to be groomed and to benefit from the foundation and the various programs in the foundation. But with time, our founder, Precious Mutapa, who's also Oswald's mother, gave me the responsibility of being our national coordinator. So basically, my role as the national coordinator is just to ensure that our outreaches, our meetings, our sessions go on smoothly, as well as our girls and boys who come to the foundation feel comfortable. So sometimes I'm called the deputy parent because I've had to take on the role of a big sister to the girls and to the boys, just to make them feel comfortable and to ensure that they know that the foundation is a safe space for them.
Godfrey, Mr. G on Channel Africa, the African perspective.
And if I may ask, just one thing you have learned acting big sister or deputy parent to these boys and girls, your brothers and sisters?
So I'm going to answer the question in two aspects. Personally, being given the responsibility to be the big sister and to play this role has just shown me what sort of capabilities are within myself, certain abilities that I didn't know I possessed, certain leadership abilities and qualities I didn't know I possessed have been revealed to me as well. So it has been a growth for me. And then secondly, in the second aspect, I have been able to see just how much the African child really needs a safe space. And only if we're given the opportunity to speak and if we're given the opportunity to be ourselves, the things that God has invested in us do come out. So being the big sister, I've seen these young ones do the things that they didn't know they had within themselves. And with time, they have grown to be confident. With time, they have grown to embrace themselves and just to be proud of who they are and where they come from as well.
We have a lot of people that are listening to this show right now throughout the continent, Samantha. If they would like to support, what kind of support do you need as an association, the National Youth Coordinator for Girls and Boys with a Difference Foundation? What kind of support do you need from people?
So firstly, our support that we would need from anybody who's listening and anybody who would like to partner with us, we are a foundation that pride ourselves in grooming these children, grooming these young ones, grooming the youth into being independent. So it's financial independence and independence in all aspects. So if you would like to partner with us, it would help if people would come through also financially, if they can come through also with training for our various volunteers who come through to the foundation, if they can give us also that platform for them just to go back and to do training, counseling trainings, because we also want to incorporate an aspect of mental health, seeing that in the world we are in today, mental health is an issue. And it's only now that Africa is speaking up about mental health. So we'd like to partner with people who also have these training institutions where our peer educators as well can go and can be trained in all these aspects of counseling, mental health, also even financially. So we do have a Facebook page. It's Girls and Boys with a Difference Foundation. So you can find us on Facebook and then you can contact us from there and see how we can partner together.
John Wooden says, young people need models, not critics. So for Africans who love Mother Continent and they want to partner with girls and boys with a difference, you just got the contacts from Zanele Samantha Munalula. Let's be their role models. You spoke about peer education. When you say yes to others, make sure you aren't saying no to yourself. And this is what you're promoting as a foundation. I'll come back to you, Zanele, for your final word. But let me go to Oswald. Oswald, what are your plans and future ambitions?
So my plans and future ambitions are to open up a school, because I have seen that mostly people want to become doctors, but they're being put together with footballers. And that's where people do not get interest and end up failing in school. So which is why my school, Machalu, comes in, because I want to have Machalu Primary School, Luchama Primary School, Chaluma Secondary School, and Machalu University. And I also want to become president one day of Zambia, because I said this last time at the Africa Must Think, to say Africa must think, because Africa isn't thinking well. So when I want to become president, because here in Zambia, the president, Hakainde Hichilema, has gained a new name, which people call Bali nowadays. And so everybody just says that Bali will fix it, Bali will fix it, because the entire nation is depending on one person to help all of them, which I believe is not possible. So when I become president, I want to tell Zambia that they can also do these things on their own. They need to partner up together to also help me to become also president. They need to partner up together to help build Zambia.
The African Passport, inspired by Agenda 2063.
Africa, this is Pule Molebatsi, the host for the Albinism Report. Remember to tune into the show every Monday morning at 9:05 to 9:45 a.m. and again in the evening at 11:15 to 11 p.m. The Albinism Report, an enlightened narrative.
Here is a 10-year-old Oswald Mtapa Siyabwanda challenging Africans, not just Zambians, to say, you can leave it up to the president to fix all the problems. We need to take it upon ourselves. And he's even looking at the education system and he feels it's probably not set up properly. It needs to be reconfigured so that at the end of the day, we have those who are passionate in sports pursuing sports. Those who feel they are good in academics, they do likewise. That's amazing, coming from a 10-year-old. And what is your final word, Oswald Mtapa Siyabwanda?
My final words are that it's important for us kids also to remove the word I can't, because the can't word will always limit you. The moment you tell yourself that I can't, you're never going to do it, because the word I can't is a very powerful word. And also because change is possible, because I also tell people to stand against the word I can't syndrome. And I believe that the Bible says I can do all things through Christ, he who strengthens me, Philippians 4 verse 3. So you can step up, wake up, and seize your moment.
And that's the author of Seize Your Moment signing out. Africans that are listening to this show might also want to know that we have your mother, Oswald Mtapa Siyabwanda, with us in studio. Precious Mtapa, you've been listening to your son. What do you do in life, and what does it take raising a child like Oswald?
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And also, what I do, I'm an entrepreneur, an emergent farmer, and also the Girls and Boys with a Difference Foundation founder. What does it take to raise a child like Oswald? Firstly, I would say everything that we have, be it a phone, comes with a manual. And I want to believe that as human beings, our manual is the Bible. And for me, I have taken it personally and have used the scripture in Luke 2, verse 52, which says, and Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, with God and with man. And so when I look at those aspects, when you see the Bible talking about growing in wisdom, it's talking about the intellectual and emotional aspect of growth. In stature, it's talking about the physical aspect of a child. And also with God, it's talking about the spiritual aspect. With man, it's talking about the social aspect. So even as we are raising up the children, the Bible also says it in Proverbs to say, train up a child in the way they should go. And so if you look at those aspects of growth, I'm looking at is also at developing intellectually. Is he reading the books? I'm looking at is also at growing physically. Is he able to play at 10 years old? Should I restrict him only on books? No, he's still a child. And so he should do that which a child also should do. I'm looking at the spiritual aspect. I think if you heard him, he'll always mention to say his favorite chapter is chapter 6, which says depend on God. And so I'm looking at is he growing with the relationship between him and God? Because it's out of the relationship between him and the creator where he downloads the wisdom to even write a book. Actually, he's written his second and third book, which are yet to be launched. But then my interest in all that is the growth on the spiritual aspect, because I know he can't do it alone, but with the help of God. The social aspect, which I think is one of also the things that when you look at, you find that many children will not be able to interact, but also at whatever time you tell him to say, go and speak to people. I think last weekend he was at the CEO meeting, Bri, and the reporter was getting there. He was like, your son was asking us questions. He was asking, what does it take to be a CEO? What does it take? Do you have challenges? So I think when we concentrate on all those aspects of growth in a child, which is the manual, because sometimes, you know, children, every child is born with capabilities which are never developed, especially by parents. And so this morning, I would urge the parents to look at, if you bought a phone, the first thing that you do, there are so many functions that a phone has, but most of the time, the only use you use it is just for calling and texting. You forget that it comes with a manual that when you read down there, you can press and it will do so many things. And so in a child's life, it's good to take interest in that which they love to do and also participate and also give rewards. Thank you.
The African Passport is a stage where we showcase African talent and influencers with the capacity to help build a prosperous continent and an equal global partner. We profile sons and daughters of Africa, both living on the continent and the diaspora. Their inspiring life stories, emotional opinions, and pan-African views positively contribute towards shaping the Africa we want for our children and future generations.
Thank you so much, precious Mtapa. You've just challenged me as a parent in this month of June, which is dubbed Youth Month in South Africa. Thank you so much for those wise words.
Thank you.
Zanele Samantha Mnalula, what is your final message?
My final message to the African child, to the African youth, to the girl child in Africa. You too can be. You have everything invested in you and you're in the right place as well. Don't look down on yourself, because the things that God has invested in you that are going to benefit not only Africa, but the world. To the boy child in Africa, although we have spoken about girl child empowerment, we have not forgotten about you. You too can be relevant. You too can be a man without pressing down the woman. You too can show your capabilities without looking down upon anybody. So in general, to everybody listening, if you are in Africa, you're in the right place to be, and God saw it fit to place you in Africa because there's something in you that's going to benefit Africans. So rise up and do what God has placed you here in Africa to do for the world to benefit. Because if we're going to see the Africa we all want to see, it has to start with each one of us standing up and taking responsibility. Thank you.
The African Passport, inspired by Agenda 2063.
Thank you so much, Zanele. Muhammad Ali once said, children make you want to start life all over again. And that is how I feel right now. They are a true inspiration. And today, we've been given a reason to believe in a better and brighter tomorrow for Mother Africa. Let me take this opportunity to remind all parents to be there for their children, like what Oswald's mother, precious Mtapa, said. Remember, it is these children who will decide where and how we'll be buried. Thank you, Oswald Mtapa Siyabwanda, and Zanele Samantha Mnalula for demonstrating to the world that Africa is unstoppable. We are indeed a force to reckon with. Thank you. Natolela sana. Zikom.
Welcome.
Thank you. Africa, Africa.